Today's daf is Ksubis daf Peivav, one of the meaty dafs. Although many dafs are meaty in this Masechta, but today has a number of Shas topics, which in the world of Daf Yomi we touch on and do our best to get our feet wet into the sugya, and we know there's a lot more that we have to come back to. So let's do our best. We are on Peihei Mabeis, second to last skinny line. We just spoke about, based on the Mishnah, where there are a number of different people who want to collect. So what happens if somebody on their deathbed mentions a name, and we have no idea who they have in mind, they don't specify, and two people with the same name come, so who gets it? So we spoke about it. If he says Tuvia, if one's called Rav Tuvia, what about a neighbor versus a relative versus a Talmid Chacham? The Gemara does not bring up what if one's a Kohen. That's not in terms of the mitzvah, I say, of a Kiddushto. That's not meant here. Right, we have elsewhere, giving the first aliyah, giving the first, okay, then a kohen might go first. But here, it's not a question of kavod, it's a question of who is the right address that the person had in mind. So, Talmud Chacham, we say maybe because of the end of his life, but not specifically a kohen. And if they're both equal, the Gemara says, well, shuda d'daini. What is shuda d'daini? It comes up here, and it comes up in a couple of days from now. We'll see it again. Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos right here. Rashi says, Shuda Dedaini means the Dayanim have to try to figure out who this person might have meant. They try to estimate in his das. Well, we know these two people have the same name. Well, is there one that he was a childhood friend with? Is there one that has more needs that he might have known about? We do our best to try, even though there's no evidence. There's no evidence, really. So, but Rashi says, Shuda Dedaini means throw it to the Dayanim. Says the Rashi, Lefima sheyiru hadayanim shahaya darko shel meis lekareve ze yoser mize. Who would the meis have wanted? O misha b'shneihem tov v'noeg b'derech yishara sheish lomar bonit kavena meis lezakos. Right, we could say that this is the person that the meis would have wanted. So Rashi, according to Rashi, there is some type of trying to figure out. It's not the arbitrary of decisions of the judges. They try to figure out exactly what he might have meant. Tosfos has a more, one might say, radical pshat of Shuda Dedaini. Tosfos in Shuda, lo kamo shepir shakundris. Not like what Rashi says. Shepir sheyom du adayanim daito shall no sein lemiritzo no litain yoser. Right, it's not that the dayanim try to figure out what he meant more. Elo omer abeinu tam shahadayan yitain lemisha yirtza. It's the dayan's decision. We have no idea. We don't know who he meant, so the Dayan will make the decision. Not who the person would have wanted, who the Dayan thinks is a more appropriate. Who is more needy, who would be better. And he quotes Rayas from other Gemaras. That's known as the Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos about Shuda Dayani. Tosfos at the end says, V'im Tomar, Im Ken Yitin Adayan Lamish Yitin Lo Yoser Schar. So why aren't we aware the Dayan's just going to get paid off? Right? The Dayan can do whatever he wants. So maybe the Dayan will give it to somebody who pays him. Yishlomer Tosfos says, to call Dayan de Bekabel Agra, lav Dayanahu. No. We know that's not going to be a Dayan. We're down Lakav Schus, hopefully, when it comes to Dayanim. And we don't assume that would be something that, we don't assume that the Dayanim will take bribes. I remember yesterday we had the discussion of Kimli. We also don't say that Bizman Hazeh, the Riff's yard site is today. The Riff and the Rambam hold that Bizman Hazeh, we don't hold of the Kimli idea, because we're not on the level of the Dayanim having that certain instinct that they could figure things out without evidence in front of them. So there's a limitation on that idea of Kimli, where I trust somebody, remember the wife versus the friend. The Rabbam and the Riff both quoted that, but they said, Bezmanah said, we don't have that. But either way, that's the Gemara. Shuda Dedaini, the Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. Hopefully, we'll get back to that a little bit in a couple of days again. So, continues the Gemara. Amarle Rava Lebrei Derev Chia Bar Avin. Ta Emelecha Milsa Ma'al Yusa. Tavi Amar Avuch. Let me tell you something that your father said. Something great. Something amazing that I heard from your father. Right? From Rav Chia Bar Avin. What is that? Hada Amar Shmuel. That which Shmuel says. Again, another major topic. This is number two for the day. Number one was Shuda Dedaini. Number two is the din of Shmuel. Hamocher shtarchov lechaveiro v'chazar u'machlo machul. Shmuel says, if I have a shtar that says Reuven owes me money, and I sell it to you, I sell you the rights of collection. So you're not going to pay me that full amount because there's a risk. Maybe he won't pay up. You know, I'm not sure. And it's not right now, and I want money now. So I'm going to give you the rights of collection. But then after I sell it to you, Let's say I'm Shimon, Reuven owes me money, and I sell it to Levi. And then I go back to Reuven and I'm mochel. You don't have to pay me, it's okay. Does that work? But now Levi's the one who's supposed to collect. Does Shimon have the rights to be mochel to Reuven? The answer is yes. That's the chiddush of Shmuel. He can be mochel even after he sells the shtar. Va'afilu yoresh mochel. And even if the malveh died, he could, even the yoresh, his children can be mochel. So that's what Shmuel said. So I heard from your father, says Rava, Moda Shmuel. Shmuel will agree though. B'machneses shtar chov lebaila. V'chazra umachalto she'eno machol. Where she, the woman, has a shtar chov, and now she wants to be mocheles, the shtar chov. She brings it in. Let's say it's part of her nechzei malug, that people owe her money. And she's going to be mochel, so that the husband has veto power. That she can't do. That's not the regular din of Shmuel. Shmuel says if the three different parties that are not related to each other, the middle one can be mochel after he sells the shtar. But if the woman brings in machnes shtar chov labayla, v'chazra umachalto she'eno machol. That doesn't work. Why? Mipnei sheyado ki yada. Because they're a unit. They're a unit. The husband has more rights on that shtar than if you person would have sold it to another person. And therefore, the woman wouldn't be able to sell that, to be mochel as that shtar. The big shaila is, what's the svar of Shmuel? Why does Shmuel say, I sold you a shtar, so why can I be mochel? It's yours now. Just like, if I can't be mochel, if Reuven owes Shimon money, Levi has no effect on that. So why don't we say here that once you sell the shtar, you're out of the picture. You can't be mochel it. Why does the person hold on to that right of being mochel? So that is a major discussion in the Rishonim here. We'll mention two or three of the main ideas. The most straightforward, but also each one is radical in their own way. The most straightforward one is Tosas right here, which is also the sheet of the Rambam. Tosas and the Rambam say, well, you can't really sell a shtar. If a shtar says that Reuven owes you money, then he owes you money. And if you sell the rights of collection on a daraisa level, that doesn't work. Mechira shtaros is derabbanan. That's Shitas Tosas right here. Hamocher. Temelari. Hech yachol limkar achov. How can you sell the chov? Tbish lamakish yish lalove karkaos. Mocher lo oso shibush yish lalove karkaos. We'll get back to that, Baruch Hashem. Right, fine if he has a lien. You can sell a lien. That's something physical that you, it's tangible that you can note. I have collection rights to this piece of, this field, and now I can sell that. But just, kshein lo klum. Let's say the lalove has nothing. Ma mocher lo. Vinir lo. Delo havi mecher midaraisa. Tosa says, you can only sell, it's only sold on a daraisa level. I'm sorry, it's not sold on a daraisa level. It's only sold on a derabbanan level. So mi daraisa, it's still yours. And therefore you can be mochel it. That's Tosfos, and that is the Shita of the Rambam also. The Rambam in Hilchos Mechira, in Perek Vav. The Rambam says, in the context we've discussed before about the Kinyanim, Kinyan shtaros kederech hazos midivrei sofrim. Avol minat Torah, Ein harayos niknos el guf hadover hakonui bilvan. The guf hadover, you were kone the piece of paper, you could be kone an item, but you can't be kone a right. Right? That doesn't work in this case of shtar. The Rambam says, kinyan shtar is a drabanan. Lefichach. And therefore he says, lefichach, and he quotes Shmuel's din. Hamocher shtachov lechavero adayin yochol mochlo v'afilu yorsho mochlo. That's the Rambam's shita right here in Hilchos Mechira. That is number one. Again, all the Rishonim use different Lashonos exactly why the Ron's Lashon is Ein Gufo Mamon and others. The question on this Shita is, Rabbi Chanan asked this question, other Rishonim asked this question, we know there are many times Kinyonim Durabanan that have effects Midoraisa. So why should this case be any different? For example, the famous discussion in the beginning of Hilchos Ishus, big question about the girsa of the Rambam. But according to at least one girsa, the Rambam holds Kinyan Kesef is Durabanan. Kinyan Kesef is Durabanan. So the question is what? If you get married, according to that Shita, Kinyan Kesef is Durabanan, you're Midaraisa, you're not married. Midarabanan, oh, Mazel Tov. Right, under the Raisa, I'm not going to wish you Mazel Tov. Of course not. Right, even if the mechanism is Durabanan, that's the power that you can achieve a Daraisa status. There's a Shita of the Radvaz. The Radvaz says that Kinyan Chalipin is Durabanan. What, Durabanan? How can it be Durabanan? Because it's based on a pasuk in Sefer Rus. Right? Shlofish Nalo. It's on a pasuk in Rus that they did a Chalipin. So it's a Durabanan. But if Chalipin is only a Kinyan Durabanan, maybe the mechanism, Kinyan Dalet Amos. Right? If something's within dalat amos of me, so then I'm kone it. And the Gemara says, but mitzia, because, you know, to prevent fighting. What, so on a daraisa level, it's not yours? No, in all these cases, we say, even if daraisa, you are not kone it, the Rabbanan created this power, and therefore, you should say it works. So that's Rabbi Chanan's question. In, he quotes this in Kovet Shiurim, Baba Basrak, Tav Kuf Tezvav. So that's where he says, Kasha demabakash, you mean Rabbanan. Hari mochem metaltulim bimashicha. Some say Mashiach is Durabanan. Inu yachol achzor, v'lo limkar la'achar, gam v'kini daraisav. So what's the difference? Says the Gemara, v'tzarech l'chalik. You have to have some type of chiluk between this case and other cases. By the other cases, the mechanism is Durabanan. The item is subject to kinyanim daraisa, though. It's not a chisaron in the item. It's a chisaron in the derech. It's a chisaron in the kinyan itself. That's where you could say, well, the item is subject to kinyanim daraisa, so the Rabbanan can make up this mechanism and it's going to have an effect daraisa. But here, the item is not subject to kinyanim. That's why it's worse. It's a shtar. It's a right of collection. That's worse. Tibbe meshicha maisa kinyan mid Rabbanan. Aval achifetz hu davar hanikna mid daraisa. Sheshayach bo kinyanim. Vachachamim hosifu tigam meshicha v'maisa kinyan. This item is subject to kinyanim daraisa. The Rabbanan say, you know what, do it this way also. Aval bishtaros hagriusa hu bahachifetz. The griusa, the problem, the inferior element is in the chefza, not the maisa. She'eno davar hanikna klal mid daraisa. V'pnei she'en gufa mamon. V'lo m'pnei she'chaser maisa kinyan mid daraisa. Well, if he times there, that's why it is different. And then he quotes even by Ma'amid Shlashton, which is another Kenyan Durabanan, in front of the different people, Meseches Gittin, Yocholimchol, and that's what he says. Visa Efshad, the Mamocher Shtarchov, Yocholimchol, Gam, Shibud, Nechasim, etc. That is, though, the first opinion, the Rambam, the Sheet of Tosfos, of why it is only, why it wouldn't work, and that is because the Chayfetz is Durabanan. The Rishonim, the Kesef Mishnah here, the early Achronim, but the is the Kesef Mishnah a Rishon or an Achron? They say b'shem Rav Salvechik that the Shulchan Aruch was the last Rishon and the Rama was the first Achron. Not exactly what the Mesorah was, but either way, 1500s is a borderline. So the Rashba deals with this, the Ram deals with this, the Kesef Mishnah. We have many times exclusions. Like we say, oh, a shtar, if you sell a shtar, is excluded from Ona'a. So the problem is, what do you mean it's excluded? If it's not subject to Mechira Daraisa, of course it's not included in Ona. So that's a problem that the Rishonim have to deal with. Do you take that lesson seriously of excluding it from Ona? But that is all idea number one. We'll get to that. Does the Malva have any chiyuv? That comes up on the next stop. We'll see. Number one. Number two is the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam quoted right here in the Ran and in the Rush, and that is, the Rabbeinu Tam comes up with a beautiful chiddush. There are two types of shibudim that every malva has with the love. Shibud nechasim and shibud aguf. Here it is, right here. That Rabbeinu Tam is right here. Rabbeinu Tam says, when I lend you money, so your property is meshubit to me, is lien to me. I have a connection to your property, but also I have a connection to you. You, your mahus, your essence, right? What does the pasuk say? Eved love leish malva. The love is indebted. The love itself, not just the love's stuff, the love's property. The love is indebted to himself. Says Rabbeinu Tam, when we say you're able to sell a shtar, you can only sell the shibud nechasim. You can't sell the shibud aguf. You can sell the rights of collection of his property, but you can't sell the rights that you lent him money, so there's a personal connection there. Eved love lishmalva. That's not transferable. The person who buys it, he didn't lend the money. So you could only sell shibud nechasim, not a shibud aguf. Says Rabbeinu Tam. So then when you're mochel your shibud aguf. Memelo, the shibud nechasim disappears. The shibud nechasim is only an outgrowth of the shibud aguf. The person is indebted. Memelo, his property becomes indebted to you. But the indebted personal element is not subject to mechira. On a daraisa level, you can sell a shibud nechasim. On a daraisa level, that's fine. I don't agree with the Rambam and the Tosfos. But once, you're not a great guy for doing this, you're not going to get shlishi. But once you sell once you're mochel the shibud aguf, so then memela the shibud nechasim disappears. Ava mocher shtar chov. I'll read it from the Ran. Afal pisha mechira so d'vidaraisa yochol limchol lefi she shnei shibudim yesh lo lamal ve'aval alalove Shibud gufo shaloveshu mechuyev lefroa. V'hu ikir shibud. V'shibud anachasov. Im hu lo yifram, he didn't arev. The shibud anachasim is like a cosine, an arev. V'shibud aguf, sheish lamalva ala love lav bar mechirahu. Hilkach eino nimkar. El shibud anachasim bilvad. V'yaval beish eino nimkar lo paka. It still exists. Aval ki chazer umach lo paka shibud aguf. Umemela pakashiba nechasim. Sheinu elamidin arev. That's only a secondary. Umiyu, the Ran does say though, interestingly, what happens if the love dies? If the love dies, so why don't we say also there? Oh, I have a shiba naguf on the love. If the love dies, I shouldn't be able to collect from his children. Because the shiba naguf disappears, so the shiba nechasim should disappear. No. For that purposes, the children go into the love's shoes. Kishemes love, afal pisha shibud gufo, shel shenifka machmas hamalve, af shibud, I'm sorry, I skipped a line, afal pisha shibud gufo paka, shibud nechasiv lo paka, lefika shifisha ikar arvusan shel nechasim bin yizeh, kozmancha lu yimsa halove, she yiri le nechasiv, ava kozmancha nifka machmas hamalve, af shibud shel nechasim nifka. So the Ran has to add on. What about a yoresh? So he says, no, only where the shibud nechasim is paka, from the Malva's point of view, that's where the Shibud Nechasim disappears. The Shibud Nechasim cannot exist on its own without Shibud Aguf if it's the Malva's fault, that the Shibud Aguf doesn't exist. But if it's the Lova's fault, not his fault, he died, so then the Shibud Nechasim can exist on its own. That is the language of Rabbeinu Tam. Other formulations of Rabbeinu Tam is that, no, in that case, the children step into the shoes of the Lova, and there is still a Shibud Haguf in that case. But that is a totally different idea that is given by the Rishonim, and that is Rabbeinu Tam. Reb Chaim discusses that also here in the Grach HaLashas. Obviously, it's a beautiful type, but he connects it to the Raivin. Some have, the Ksos has three Shitas. When the Ksos lines up the Sugya, he says three Shitas, the Rambam, Rabbeinu Tam, and the Raivin. So, but the Reb Chaim puts the Raivin a little bit together. What's the Raivin? The Raivin on that Rambam. The Raivin said, the Rambam says, the Rabban, and the Raivin says, no, you don't have to say that. What is it? The Raiva's Lashon is the reason that you're able to be mochel is because the Lovek could say to the one who bought it, you're not my baldover. I'm not paying you. You're not my baldover. That's all the Raiva says. Lomen Hashem Huzeh, Elamipnei Shehalove Omer Lilokeach, Anilo Shibadzi Lechazatzmi. I'm not Meshubit to you. So that sounds like Rabbeinu Tam. Right? The Ksos has that as three different deis. But that sounds like a Rabbeinu Tam, that I don't mishabit myself to you. Meaning, you can't sell a Shibud Aguf. That's what the Raivit sounds like, similar to Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, that's a little bit related to Mocher Shachov. As we see, today's daf is jam-packed. So we have Shudu Tadaini, and we have this. Next story, second to last line. Kreve Karivte Rav Nachman, Zavinta L'Ksubasa V'Tova Sanoha. A relative of Rav Nachman sold the collection rights of Riksuba. Relative of Rav Nachman, she needed some money now, so she sold the rights, and obviously there's a risk involved, because if the wife dies first, then the ksuba is not collectible. It's only if the husband divorces or predeceases his wife. So, Igrisha, what happened? She got divorced. Okay, fine, so now this person should be able to collect. But then Veshchiva, then she died. She died, so this buyer is going now to her daughter, to say, as we'll see, I want the money to the ksuba. Your mother sold it to me. Also, katava lalabarta. So, she goes and the buyer goes to the daughter and says, I want to collect. Machlokas Rishonim, is the father still alive? Is the husband, right, still alive here? Right? Why did they go to the daughter and not the husband who maybe didn't pay yet? Maybe the husband died also, the Rush says. Maybe the father died, so now the child is the only one. So Amrlu Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman, remember this is Rav Nachman's relative, the one who sold it. So Rav Nachman says, Leka de Litzva La Eitza, why doesn't somebody give them a good Eitza to help them out, to allow them to keep it? What's the Eitza? Tezel V'tichla L'Ksubasa De'ima L'Gabe Avuha. Why doesn't the Yorish, right? We just said the Yorish could also be Mochel. Why doesn't the Yorish mochel the ksuba? Right, this is like a case of Shmuel. Right, the woman or the Yorish sold the rights to the third party. Now they could be mochel it to the husband, and then Mamela not have to pay. Rabbi Nachman says, why didn't anybody give them that advice? Tezo v'techlok l'ksubasa, de'ima l'gabe avua, and then It's the fathers. They were mochel v'tirsa minai. And then they yarshin. Then they yarshin. They wouldn't have to pay. There's no maksuba. Now I'm getting it b'toras yerusha. I'm not getting it b'toras ksuba. Why didn't anybody tell them to do that? Shama. So the girl heard. Azla achilta. She did exactly that. She's like, oh, great. Thank you, Rav Nachman. Amar Rav Nachman. And then Rav Nachman said to himself, similar to what Rav Yochanan said about a month ago in the daf, Asinu atzmenu karche adayanim. No, we just didn't do the proper thing. Like it says in Pirkei Avos, you can't be an orech din, which means that we spoke about lawyers about a month ago. You can't be someone who helps out one party to the detriment of another party if you're involved in the case. So you can't do that. So Rav Nachman says, oh yeah, I shouldn't have done that. What changed his mind? Meikara ma'isara l'basof ma'isavar. Meikara savar. Originally he's felt that you got to help out your relative. Umi b'sarcha lotis aleim. Don't turn away from your own flesh, from your relative. U'l'basof savar adam chashav shayini. But then he felt, you know, it's inappropriate. Adam chashav, people learn from me. And therefore Rashi says, l'fisha l'meidim heimenu v'yeshi yasu af shalom v'l'krovim. Right, some people will do that even not for krovim, where the pasuk doesn't apply, and therefore, he felt bad about it. The Tosfos really discusses, Lamaisa, how was he able to do it? We're going to learn in a minute that this is called mazik, your question from before. Right, so how was he able to do it? It's one of the great amoraim. Okay, kasha, how he did it. Okay, we continue. Says the, again, a question here, that is dealt with in Tosfos. Tosfos says, Kasha l'Rabbeinu Yitzchak. The question is, how did Rav Nachman help? We're about to see in the Gemara that, you know what, let's just do a couple more lines, and then we'll come back to Tosfos. Gufa, Amar Shmuel, Hamocher Shachal l'Chaver v'chazer machlo machlo, v'afilu yoresh mochel, Shmuel's din. Amar Afuna b'reder of Yoshua, v'i pikeachu, if the one who bought the rights of collection is smart, mekarkish le'zuze, that basically means he'll shake money, offer the person money to then because of leishtara bishmei to write another shtar addressed to you, so the person can't be mochalit. Right before things happen, it'll be better if there's a written raya that it is mine for collection, and therefore that would prevent any type of mechila ability. There's a machlokas here. The Ritva, the Rush, does that mean writing it from like today? So then you lose all the shibud possibilities of the past month. Collecting from Lakuchos. The Rush says here, right, quoted in the Shimon Kubetza says here that it's a diuk, that you write it from the Zman Arishon. You somehow connect it to the old star and say, now I'm able to collect it. You write something in there, so he can't be mochel. Says the Gemara Amar Amemar. Man didoin dina de garmi. Third shas topic for today. Garmi. Garmi is huge. Garmi, as we've mentioned in the past, is somewhere in between what's called Maisa Yashir and Grama. Grama means indirect damages, right? I put a ladder, the Gemara talks about in Bava Basra, on the edge of my field, right next to your field, so my animal's able to go up the ladder and go eat your fruit on your tree. So I didn't do anything, but I indirectly caused damage. One example. And the Gemara says, Grama b'ni zagon is pater. Garmi, the Gemara says all over, Don Dina de Garmi, Rabbi Meir. Garmi is something more than Grama. Pashtus. Pashtus is more than Grama. I burn a star that says you're owed $500, I burn it up. So did I burn your property? I burned the piece of paper that you had, but it's much more than a piece of paper. I burned your rights of collection. So that's called Garmi. One example of Garmi among 20. And then you have Maisa Yashir. I go and I smash something of yours. That's a damage Maisa has directly. So three different topics. So Grama is Pater. Maisa Yashir is Chai. What about Garmi? The Gemara says, Machlokes. Don Dina de Garmi. Mishlo Don Dina de Garmi. One of the mysteries, just two general points of Garmi. One of the mysteries in Garmi is that Rashi and the Rambam both don't seem to have a distinction between the two. Right? The Rambam never and the Rashi never quote a difference. Garmi versus Grama. So some achronim suggest that they think it's the same thing. And maybe it's even a machlokas. When we say, the one who says don't eat into garmi, that means the person who says grama benizakin is chayif. There's no difference between grama and garmi. The Gemara sounds like it's two different concepts. Because one's called garmi, one's called grama. But that is number one, that the Rambam and the Rashi don't seem to emphasize the distinction. Number two, and this we always like to mention from my Rebbe always says the three sugyas, three of the sugyas that overlap, Garmi, Davar Hagorim Lamamon, and Hezek She'eino Nikar. Those are three sugyas that always overlap. In each one of those sugyas, the other topics are brought in, because they're very similar. Hezek Sheino Nikar, I damage something of yours, but the Hezek is not recognizable. Right? I menasech your wine. Right? So the wine doesn't look any different. So is that Garmi also? Dover Hagorim Lamamon. I have chametz, something that is worth something to you. Right? We had about something earlier in the Masefta. I'm watching your ox, and your ox becomes a Shor HaNiskal. And then that ox is stolen from me. So really, it's Aser Bahana, but I'd be able to give it back to you once it's stolen from me, so it's worth something to me, even though inherently it doesn't have a value. That's called Dover HaGorem L'mamon. Something that has value to me, but inherently, it's worth something to me, but it doesn't inherently have value. And then you have Garmi, which has to do with the action involved, or the item, a shtar. So all of those are connected. So Amemar says, if you are Mochel a shtar, like Shmuel, it works, but you gotta pay. You gotta pay. You damaged the person. You caused him a loss. So man de don dina de garmi, magvi beit meishmar ma'alya. You gotta pay. You gotta pay for the loss. So, and man de lo don dina de garmi, magvi beit meishmar niyor ba'alma. And the one that does not hold of garmi, so he only sold him the paper. He doesn't have to do it. He doesn't have to pay. Right? Havi uvda. By the way, the Ramban, there are not too many sugyas the Ramban did this for. Maybe the only one. The Ramban has, usually printed at the end of Makos, Kuntres Dina de Garmi. A whole 20-page. Well, it depends which Ramban you have. In the black new ones, he has a 20-page Ramban. In the old ones, it's like 5 pages. Kuntres Dina de Garmi, where he goes through every case in Shas. That's Grama, that's Garmi. Why is this Chayev? Why is this Pater? And it's fascinating because you get Chidushim for tons of sugyas there. Like every time the Ramban has to explain, you have to explain what's the difference between Garmi and Grama. Every Rishon has to do that. Just to read you the Ramban's line. About one line. One line in that Kuntres Dina de Garmi. The Ramban, and he says every phrase here to help explain another sugya. I'll just read you his lashon. V'zeh tam l'kol elu, klal gadol yeh biyotcha. Keep this klal. Kol hagoreim. Anyone who causes. Umachmas gramaso bahezik. And because of his grama, damage is caused. She'i efshar ela ba'oso hezik. There's no way that it's not going to happen. Ve'eno toli b'das acherim, and nobody else is involved. Ela b'sha'a she'garam b'ha hezik, and it happens at the same time. O she'hu asid lavo kigon zeh, or it's about to happen. Chayiv rebichiyiv rebimeir. That's Garmi. That's a lot. That's like 6 different phrases explaining what Garmi is. And he goes through what each one is coming la'afuke. Why each one? And he goes through a lot of the Perakakones and other cases. Baba Kama is the main discussion, different places of Baba Kama of the sugyas there. But here it comes up to, this is one of the examples given of Garmi. Let's just finish. Avi Uvda, it once happened. V'kafye Rafram Ravashi. Rafram forced, and he convinced Ravashi to V'agvi Bekik Shur Letzalmi, to force him to pay, literally like a board to an artist. When an artist buys a board to carve something in, it's very exact. He buys an exact board, and it's the value of what he's going to draw on it. Right, so that's the mashal given for givui gamur. Rashi says full collection. Right, you have to be medaktik about the hefsid. Okay, period. So now, once we did that, let's go back to the first sugya. What did Rav Nachman tell his relative? Oh, just be mochel, and then you'll be able to keep the money. One second, even if they're mochel, we paskin garmis. They're gonna be chayiv to pay anyway. So what's the difference if they owe the ksuba, and therefore they have to give the ksuba money, or, oh, they're mocha the ksuba, so now they just yashin their father. But they were mazik, garmi, so they have to pay anyway. So what's the difference if they're paying Batoras ksuba, or they're paying Batoras damages? So that's what Tosfos is bothered by on top. So Tosfos gives a couple of answers. Fourth line, v'yesh befarshim, diktana haisa. Ooh, she was a ktana. So maybe a ktana, the shibudim of the ksuba exists from before, but maybe the hezek would not agree, and garmi might not apply in this case. Answer number one. Number two, he quotes Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbeinu Yitzchak niremi teokav tolo machayva b'dina de garmi ela damim shenasnu la al ksubasa velo kol ksubasa. Garmi wouldn't make you pay for everything written in the ksuba. You just have to pay for the amount that they bought the ksuba for, which we said is a lesser of an amount because the guy's taking a risk. Maybe he'll never get paid. So maybe that's the difference between the two, whether you pay Petar's ksuba or not. The Ritva says, what if she doesn't have nechasim at the time? Right? The Ramban has one other. The Ramban says, maybe a yoresh that is mochel is not called garmi. That's a chiddush gadol. If the person himself, if the Baal Chov is mochel something, he's still, right, Shmuel's din. We know afilu yoresh mochel. But those three extra words don't apply to garmi. Only if the person himself is mochel, is a garmi, and you have to pay. But if the yarish is mochel, well, they didn't lend the money. They didn't lend the money. It was their chiyuv that they yarshined. That's an amazing shita. Hani mili, says the Ramban, mi mocher, de ihu gorim lahefsin mamona, avo mi yorish lo magvina miniklal, de ihu lav gorimu, el sheina rotsa, latova, lalova, machalachova. That's a chiddush of the Ramban. Again, there's a lot more here, but we will, we'll continue for now. Again, garmi, grama, and davar hagorim lamamon, and hezek yonikar, all of those are important sugyas. We continue. Amar ameimar mishmei de Rav Chama. Hi man, deika. I don't think Rav Meir Shapiro said you had to do every daf in 52 minutes. I mean, he would say that subis peivav, so spend a little extra time. So maybe today all of us could put in some extra time at some point. So Ameimar says the name of Rav Chama. Hi man, deika aleik subis isha ubal chov. Somebody owes, right, has to pay his wife a ksuba and a balchov. The islay arav, islay zuze. He has land and he has money. So fine, divvy it up. Le balchov, misalkina le bezuze. Give money to the balchov, le isha, misalkina le ba'ara. And to the woman, who, ksuba, maker adin, is land. So, the shibud is on the land, give ara. Hai ki dine, v'hai ki dine. Fine. V'ilo ika ela chad ara. V'lo chazia ela lechad. What if there's not enough? Not enough, as a piece of land. Le balchov yahavinan la. You give it to the balchov, le isha lo yahavinan la. The balchov wins. Why does the balchov win? My time up. Yoser mima sheha ish rotze lisa, isha rotze lehinase. Right, a woman desires to get married more than the man, and therefore what? Our worry is that these institutions wouldn't happen in the first place. If you don't give it to the balchov, then he's not going to lend money in the first place. If you don't give it to the woman, maybe she's going to be nervous to get married. So Gemara is saying, a woman's going to get married even though if it's a little risky, but the man might lend money if it's a little risky. That's why it's better for us, in this case, to give it to the balchov. Tosas deals with, didn't we say earlier, remember there was a case of machloke, who's going to get it, and we say mishum chein, mishum chino, we should give it to the woman. Right, we had that on the bottom of pei dal and amabez, amen aleph. Right after the Mishnah, right? So Tosfos deals with, isn't that the chain? So it's a question of whether there's there's just kedima purposes or there's not only enough for one, right? So that's the here. There's a question of Nilas Delas, Tosfos says. So it's a new factor. Continuing, Amalei Rav Papa Rav Chama Vade Damrisa Mishmei de Rava. I heard you say in the name of Rava. Is this true? Haiman Damaski Bezuze VeIsle Ara. Somebody owes money and he has land. V'asa balchov v'katava minei. And the balchov is coming and says, could I please have my land? V'amar le zil shkol me'ara. The love is allowed to tell the malve, okay, take the land. Amrina le, we say to the love, no. Zil zavinat v'aisi havle. No, you go sell the land and bring him the money. It's not the malve's responsibility, it's yours. Did you say this? Did you say this in the name of Rava? Amar le lo. I never said that. I know what you're talking about. Tell me exactly what the... But I heard you say it. I heard you make the love sell it. So, Amar Le, he says, no. That was a specific case. That case is because he owed money and he was lying. He said, oh, this belongs to a guy. It's not really my property. He had cash. Belongs to a guy. Who asa shaloka hogan, lefichach asibo shaloka hogan. So, Bezim was koneis in that case. The guy was playing around tricks and hiding, so therefore we played around with him, and we made him sell the land, even though he might not have. Says the Ritva, the Bezdin, throughout the ages, have power. If they think a person is fooling around and not being honest with them, they have the power to be kones. V'shaminan mina, says the Ritva, to koman da'avit shum ha'arama, la'havriach nechasa mibalchovo. If anybody is ever trying to not pay up when they should. Shayesh lebezdin lasos ismo shum chomer. Whatever chomer they want. Chutz min adin. Kidei shelo yafsid balchovo kefi ra'os habezdin. Based on whatever the bezdin says. And here they think that he's playing around. Why? The Ritva continues. Because. Kol ma shebershuso shel adam hariyu b'chazaka shelo. We assume that if you have something, it's yours. You say, oh, it belongs to so-and-so. We don't assume that. Bein b'mataltlin, bein b'shtaris that are in your name, right? We don't assume that it's anything else, right? Okay, if you're if There's a lefnim mishuras hadin to be dalan kav schus. Remember that Gemara, that story in Maseches Shabbos where there was a worker that had to get paid, and he goes to his employer and says, "Can I please have money?" He says, "No, I'm sorry, I don't have anything." And he saw he has everything. He says, "You have any pillows?" "No, it's not my. I can't." And he sees he has fruit, and he sees he has everything. And he says, "Okay," and he leaves. And it ended up when he comes back a month later, he comes back and says, "You know, what did you think when I said I didn't have any money?" So he says, "Well, I thought you were Mershabi this one to a lender, and I thought you gave this one to the Beis Hamikdash, and I figured." And he answered, he says, "You're exactly right. You were down like Kavschus." That's the down like Kavschus stories. Kuf Chav Zayin around there, and he said, just like you were down like Kavschus, so too. Hashem should be down l'chol l'schus. But that's okay. That's an emusser hashkafa. When Bezdin sees somebody is playing a trick, you know, there's no chiyuv to be down l'chav schus there. Bezdin has to just figure out exactly what's happening. Viter. Amalir of Kahana l'rav Papa. L'didach da'amrit. Next Shas topic on today's daf. L'didach da'amrit priyas balchov mitzvah. According to you. You all paying back a creditor is a mitzvah. Amar lo nichale de'evin mitzvah mai. What if he says, Lo nicha li de evin mitzvah? Right, Prius Balchov is a mitzvah. Rashi says on the bottom, mitzvah alav lifroa chovo, ula amet dvarav. It's a mitzvah to repay a loan and to be truthful. Dichziv, what is the source for that? Three different opinions in the Rishonim. Rashi quotes, Pasagin vayikra, last week's parsha. Hin tzedek, shiehe hin shalcha tzedek, vilav shalcha tzedek. Righteous, be righteous. So be righteous is paying up a loan. That's what the Rashi says here. The Ritva quotes a different pasuk. V'ha'isha shara shara tono shebo. Pasuk in Kiseitse. That when you borrow money from somebody, you could take his property. The Mordechai says it's just lo sigzol. Right? You should have to pay a loan, because if not, you will be stealing. So, according to, in this case, so do we force? According to you, say, Prius Lachov mitzvah. What if a person says, I don't want to do a mitzvah. I don't want to do that mitzvah, my. So what does Bezdin do in that case? Amar leitanina. What do you mean? We learned it. The Mishnah tells us, when do we say that you get malkos, right, lashes, many cases, by mitzvahs lo sase? Yeah, for the whole list of lo sases in the Torah. Avo b'mitzvahs asay, by mitzvahs asay, we know there's no punishment from the Torah for a bitul asay, except for two. Right, kagon shaom rimlo. I say sukkah veina ose lulav veina ose. Somebody refuses to do mitzvahs. I say makan oso ashet teisei nafsho. Then we have flexibility to hit him. Right, literally ashet teisei nafsho. Wow, the Rebbe Kiva Acres is bothered. I don't understand. Once they lost the time for the mitzvah, then why do you keep hitting him? And beforehand, you force him too, just like a los ases. He's not exactly sure. Says the Rebbe Kiva Acres about the difference between the ases and the los ases, but says the Gemara here makan oso ashet teisei nafsho. If you look in the Chashuke Chemed, I'm sorry, that's coming up, not yet. If you look in Rav Shechter, in Be'ikve Hatzon, Rav Shechter quotes that, Hayanira Lomar, we know there is a, connects to the idea of paying back a loan has to do with Shibutim. He uses this concept in a fascinating, quotes a Radvaz, the Radvaz in Ilchas Matnas Aniyim. The question we dealt with, I think it came up once in Ksubis, and that is, we know the rule is from Maseches Chulin that any mitzvah that has the reward written next to it in the Torah, usually Bezdin is not kofe on. Ain kofe al mitzvah shema'an schara b'tzeda. That's the rule. Why? Rashi says in Chulin. Because your punishment is that you're not going to get the schar. Bezdin's not going to force you for that. So there are a couple of mitzvos there are stories of the Gemara that we force on, and therefore the problem is, why? One of them is stucca. There are stories in Baba Basra and elsewhere that they forced on stucca, kofin, like our Gemara here says, kofin al mitzvos asay. The question is, but stucca is matan schar b'tzeda. That talks about stucca, all the reward that's given to you. So why do you force? So many different answers given to that question. Why do you force for matan schar b'tzeda? So the Radvaz has a beautiful answer, halachically and hashkafically, in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim Perek Zayin Halacha Yud, where he says stucca is not a run-of-the-mill mitzvah. Stucca is that the ashir is meshubad to the ani. There are shibudim. When I have money, it's not my money. Hashem gives it to me to act properly with. Really, it's the ani's money, says the Radvaz. And Hashem gives it to me, I owe it to him. That's the language. The Radvaz uses shibudim. What an amazing concept. The no saying is meshubid. How much? Okay. But the no saying is meshubid to give stucca to the ani. And that's why, like our Gemara says, when you owe money, kofin, priyas balchov is a mitzvah, and therefore you have to be kofin. That's why stucca is not just a mitzvah saseh, like other mitzvahs saseh, like lulav and sukkah. But staka is like prius balchov. And that's why kofin, like our Gemara says, we're kofin al mitzvahs, kofin al, not just al mitzvah say, but we're kofin on shibudim. Very important, important lashon. The Shamas Yana Balacha here asks a question. He says, I don't know why nobody else deals with this. Yeah, I don't know why. He says, sukkah, you're forcing him to sit in the sukkah? Is it the first night of Yontif? Like, what day of Sukkot is this? Is it before Sukkot? He's been, I'm not going to sit in the Sukkot this Sukkot. So they can't be punching him before Sukkot because there's no mitzvah yet. So it must be the first day of Sukkot. But there's a halacha. Bezdin is not allowed to be ma'anish on Shabbos or Yontif. So how does that work? So maybe it's Chol HaMoed. So he says at the end, he says, it must be not the first night because you can't be ma'anish on Yontif. It's pointed out from Pasuk in Vayakel. But it must be Chol HaMoed and he's about to eat a meal in his house. So there's an isser, but there's a mitzvah if he would do it properly. So that's the case. But he says, I don't know why nobody else spoke about this. Fascinating discussion. Weiter. Boy, me nei Rami Bar Chama Meir of Chizda. Harei ze gitech, v'lo tizgarshi bo el alachar shloshim yom. Here is your get. Tosa says, he said, me achshav. This is your get, but you won't be divorced until after 30 days. What does this have to do with us? We'll see where it connects. V'halchav hinichto b'tidi rishos harabim. Meaning the get's only going to kick in 30 days. And she went and placed the get in rishos harabim. Mahu. What is the halacha? In 30 days from now, the get's in rishos harabim. So is she divorced? Amalei inim gureshes. No, she's not. The get's not in her rishos. When the moment that it's supposed to kick in. How do you know? Midarav Shmuel. Since Rav and Shmuel, the Rav and Shmuel, the Amri Travayu, for who, like relating to our Mishnah, for who should remember the our Mishnah? What was our Mishnah about? We've had so much since our Mishnah. We have the case where a person dies and you're not sure who his property should go to, the Yarshim, or the Balchov, or the Isha. So if it's in his Rishus, it goes to the Yarshim. But the case is, it's not in his Rishus. So where is it? Is it in the Simta, Tzidi Rishus Arabim? So we're going to get back to that. So he says, if the get is in Rishus Arabim, not divorce. Because Rav and Shmuel both say, Dami Travayu, V'hu Shet Sfurin Munachin Rishus Arabim. V'Tzidi Rishus Arabim, K'Rishus Arabim Damu. Even if it was in Tzidi Rishus Arabim, like a sidewalk kind of place, right? So it's still not good enough. Says the Gemara Adarabah, the opposite. Mugureshes Mida Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman argues, "Damar Rav Nachman Amar Rav Baravua Ha'omer Lachaveiro Mishol Parazu V'lo Tiyeknu Yilchay Lachar Shloshim Yom Bikona This Para and it'll be yours in 30 days. Kana Vafilu Amedes Pa'agam. Even if it's in a swampland at the end of 30 days, a swampland we're saying is like Tzidei. My love, Hainu Agam V'Hainu Tzidei Rishos Arabim. Aren't those two the same thing? And therefore, you see, Rav Nachman holds that it is Nikneh in Tzidei Rishos Arabim. So it should also work here in the get case." Lo, agam lechud, v'tzidei rishus harabim lechud. No, you could argue. You could say an agam is different than tzidei rishus harabim, and even if you're nicknamed in one, the agam is more private than tzidei rishus harabim. Tzidei rishus harabim, again, is a place right next to the street where it's semi-private, but when there's a big, lot of people in the streets, then they push into tzidei rishus harabim. Iga da amrei, or amalei mugureshes, or the opposite. It wasn't first Rav Shmuel and then Rav Nachman, but the opposite order. Amalei mugureshes mider Rav Nachman, v'tzidei rishus harabim ka'agam dami, or other rabbi ina mugureshes mider Rav Shmuel. My la hainu rishus harabim, hainu tzidei rishus harabim, lo, rishus harabim lachud, v'tzidei rishus harabim lachud. Okay, which relates to our Mishnah in terms of where the property was when the father died. Next, Mishnah. Hamoshev es ishto chenvonis. What if a man appoints his wife to be in charge of the finances of the family? Right, chenvonis. She's going to be in charge. The Ran says it applies to anybody. It applies to anybody, but it says the case of the husband and the wife, as the fatalis, the added chiddush, that the halacha is not only going to apply when she's ready to accept the ksuba, but it could be any time. What's the halacha? Osha mina aputrapya, or she's appointed the guardian of his properties. Hareza mashpia kos mancha yurtza. He could be mashpia her to make sure that she hasn't, taken anything under the table whenever he wants. Right? Not just when she's about to get the ksuba paid, but whenever he wants. Tosas quotes the Rishalmi. You know, I don't know how well this does for Shalom Bias. Tosas quotes, maybe this allowance helps Shalom Bias, because he'll always be safe. I don't know about from her point of view how much is going to help Shalom Bias, but that is that's the Rishalmi. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, afilo apilchav alisasa. Not only if she's in charge of everything, even on her basic kalim that she uses. Also, a shvua could be used in that case. He could be mashbia her. What is the exact machlokas? We'll have to see. Iboiluhu, Rabbi Eliezer, al yedei gilgal ka'amar, o lechatchila ka'amar. We know there's a concept of Gilgul Shvua, another Shas topic. When somebody is Chayiv Shvua A, we might throw in, you know what, swear about B too. I don't really have the power to make you swear about B independently. But once you're swearing about A, swear about B also. Right? Learned that from an Isha Sota. So here, when Rabbi Eliezer says that the husband has more rights in terms of, yeah, swear about this too, is that independent? Or that's piggybacking on the first case? Once she's an aputrapa, so then Mamela swear about the spindle and the other kalim that are used. So Tashma, let's try. Amru lo l'Rebbe Eliezer, ein adam darim nachash b'kfifa. Rebbe Eliezer says this is an impossible situation. Commented about this type of situation. So Iyamet Bishlama Lechadchila Shapir. So if it's Lechadchila, meaning he can make her swear about anything independently, then we understand Rebbe Eliezer's claim of this is an impossible situation. Right? She's not going to want to live like this. Ela Iyamet Aide Gilgol, my nafgalamina. But if it's Aide Gilgol, so what? So she's going to swear about the first, the Chenvanis, which is understandable. She would be okay with that. So she just throws in another element to that one. So what would be so bad? So the Gemara answers, no, the Amrole, she can still say to him, Kivan de Kadayak Basrai Kulehai, if you're so medactic with me, you make me swear about every tiny little thing, even just thrown in, Lo Matzina de Adarbadach, I can't live with you. I can't deal with this. So, no Raya. Tashma, let's try again. Hare Shalopater as Ishto Minha Neder Umina Shvua. What happens? This is alluding to the next Mishnah. But the next Mishnah talks about a husband can say at the beginning of the marriage, I exempt you from taking any future shvuas. I love you so much, you're not going to have to swear. But what if he didn't? Right? This is saying not that. Hari shalo pater as ishto min ha-neder min ha-shvua. If he didn't pater her, meaning a regular case. Fo shiva chen v'neso shemin ha-butrapia, hari za mashbia, kol zman she-yirtza. He can be mashbia her, like our Mishnah said. Lo ho-shiva chen v'nes v'lo min ha-butrapia, eino yachol ha-shbia. He can't. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Afal Bishalo Shiva Chenvenis, Velomi Nabu Chapar, Zemashbi Kozmanchi Yirtse. He can, which is clear then it's Lachatkhila. Shein Lacha Isha, Shlonaz Nabu Chapar, Shah Achaz, Bechaye Baila, Pilcha Valisasa. She takes care of the basic necessities in the house, even if it's not all of the finances. And Amrulo, Ein Adam Darim, Nachaz Bekfifa. So that's where Rabbi Eliezer has his comment. So Shmamina, Lachatkhila, Shmamina. So you see from that version, that Brisa, of the conversation, that it's even lechadchila, it's even independent. Says the Chashuk Echemed, where this will finish today, the Chashuk Echemed has the following interesting case. A woman had a baby, Mazel Tov, Baruch Hashem, and there was a Beit Cholim Mesuyam, that every day on the ward, the children's ward, the baby ward, they raffle off a new baby stroller. New baby stroller, beautiful. One day, a certain woman wins, Yoledes, they go to her, and they say, Baruch Hashem, Amra, Sheyosve, Edmo, Kibla, Galama, right? She says, you got it. She says, you know what? I just got one yesterday. I just got a new one yesterday. My neighbor bought me one. You know what? Yitnu ta galal Yoledet acheret. Give it to another woman. Give it to another woman. Kadesha od Yoledes tehene. Another woman can be mahane. Hapkida is birolot? No, the pkida, the one who points, said, no, you could take it, you could sell it. You know, the point is to give it to people who need it. So, it's or not only to be only anybody. The Yoledes said, no, don't worry, you could have it. So, fine. So, they do another raffle. And another woman wins. But before they tell that other woman, the first woman comes back and says to them, no, you know, you're right. I was thinking about it. My husband would want the money. So, you know what? Give me the agala, and then I'll sell it. And then she thinks, they say, fine. Because we didn't tell the other person yet. So, we'll give it to you. But then she thinks to herself, but 1 minute. Was I just no der litztaka? Am I allowed to go back on it? Am I allowed to go back? Baal l'shol im rashos lachzerba ulai havi kinidre mitzvah meidach hakol nasis lalo yediyas bala. It was done without her husband doesn't know anything yet, and the case is where the woman is in charge of all the finances in the house, right? Like chenvanis u'aputrapia. That's why this is here. So what's the that's the shaila? Says Rav Zilberstein la'achar. He thinks that this is a neder mitzvah staka. She cannot go back. Once she already said it, once she said, I'm giving it to Tztaka, that's a neder. That's giving it away. And once she said it, the Beit Cholim, they were zocha on behalf of other women who are more in need. And therefore, she cannot go back. And even you might say, oh, she had no right. But here, you know, this is a woman, she takes care of the finances. She's the one with the checkbook. So obviously she takes care of the tzedakah also. And therefore, she would not be able to go back. And then he discusses, well, is a goro a kinyan anyway? Maybe it wasn't even hers. Right? Much like each go to Bible, she wasn't even hers yet. Before, when they told her, you were zochet to it. So does that mean it's hers? And then he gets into the goral by the Nachal of Eretz Yisrael. Right? Right when the goral occurred. What, did it belong to the Shvatim yet? Before they were machzikin in Eretz Yisrael? That relates to a goral also. Okay, that relates to a little, Ishto Chenvanis and Abu Chapa. That's one case. Okay, we'll stop here. Yes, we'll start the Mishnah, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow when we get into Ksubis Pei Zayin. Ksubis Pei Zayin. Okay, we'll stop here.